Hi everyone, and welcome to another stylish and inspiring episode at Empower. My power, your power, our power. Today I'm joined by a dear friend, a super mom, and the ever so stylish Roshni Shevakramani. Roshni, thank you so much for having us over today. And you look wonderful. I love what you're wearing.
Thank you. What? You are my sunshine today.
How sweet. I know. You know, we bring the light.
No.
So tell me.
And it's Roshni, right? My name means sunshine.
See, so there you go.
Perfect.
Meant to be. So tell me, I love what you're wearing. Why don't you
thank
share
you.
Where it's from? Because I love your fashion sense anyway, and that's why we're here.
Thank you. This is a beautiful brand, a London-based brand. My friend Roshni Mehta and her two sisters sell it all over the world, online in Harrods. And,
oh, nice. What's it called?
Izra Kazani.
Okay.
And I hope I pronounced it right. I have it in all the neutrals. I'm a very neutral.
Right.
I always invest in good neutrals. I feel
classics.
You can never go wrong with it. And
loving the Chanel slippers, of course.
Thank you.
You know, I know you have those in more than one color too.
I'm such a comfort, creature.
And you know what you like. So, I do that.
I think we all do. I think after your mid-30s, having a few babies, you kind of... you dress for yourself, I think.
Absolutely. But you do not look like you have any babies. I mean, she's a mother of three, right?
Yes, I have three.
Fantastic,
kids,
honestly. Yeah. Very inspiring.
Thank you.
So, Roshni, tell us about your journey so far, from graduating from the London School of Fashion, starting your own label, to being a mum of three, as I mentioned, and continuing to explore new entrepreneurial opportunities. How do you do it all?
With a great support system. I'm a Dubai girl, born and brought up here. I'm blessed to have my parents here, mm-hmm. my brother and his wife here. My husband's family is here, his sisters, his brother, Bobby, everyone's here. So, they say it takes a village. So I have my village.
How sweet. And your core is strong. And like you said, your support system.
Oh, yeah. I have a great support system.
So amazing. And you have a beautiful home. I mean, I'm here at your home in Emirates Hills. And I see your touches of color, creativity. Is it all you, or is it inspired by, designers or interiors, decorators?
We had a lovely team who helped us develop the home. Of course, we've had a lot of family input too, because you need to make it into a home.
Of course.
So my designer, Ellen Bishop, was lovely. She's a Norwegian lady who kind of understands Asian living and our requirements. And, I had one brief for her that it's not a hotel, it's a home, and it's a home where my kids are going to be comfortable, and they are going to grow old in, and I'm going to grow old in.
Oh, nice.
So that was very important for me. Obviously, it's not ideal that they come jump on the white couches. they're quite sensible that way, but like they say, when you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Because when I moved in, I had two grown-up kids, 12 and 11. And I move here and I get pregnant. And baby Sia comes,
Beautiful, gorgeous girl.
So suddenly this, house for grown-up teens has a toddler running around, food.
So no rough corners, no sharp edges.
But I don't like to sweat the small stuff. It's absolutely fine. It's a home that's made for my friends to party in, for us to bond in, my kids to grow up. My house, I call it the Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, because I have children of every size and shape and age.
Right.
In every corner of the house, besides the bar, of course.
What amazing energy, family,
I'm blessed,
friends.
Touch wood.
God bless, honestly. More power to you for all the good things in life.
Thank you.
So tell me, describe a typical day in your life.
It starts with when the kids leave for school. So I'm obviously around them when they leave for school. Then I'm with Sia for a bit. Sia, who's 20 months old. Then I train. I have to gym 6 times a week.
Wow.
So that's usually with a trainer, 3 to 4 times a week. And the remaining days are a vinyasa and a run.
Okay.
So, but I have to sweat every morning. Like, I think that's very important.
You enjoy
for me.
The happy hormones, yeah, and happy endorphins.
Hormones, and I feel like you eat every day, you got to work out every
absolutely.
Day. So Friday
balance is key.
Yeah, even if it's a 45-minute vinyasa, I'll make sure it kind of happens.
Right,
and then it sets your tone for the day. Mm-hmm. You know. And then, yeah, then it'll be like, you know, with Sia till she starts nursery, she's still tiny, so I'm around her. It's been COVID since she's been born, pretty much. So,
exactly.
You know,
I don't know. In a way, easier, because you're home all the time.
I'm home all the time. And then I work from home, too.
Right.
Primarily for me, it's doing trunk shows, which was, you know,
four to five times a year. Yes.
Yeah, it was 4 to 5 times a year. Now it's down to like 3 if we're lucky.
Right.
So, so whenever the shows are coming up, it's busy at that time. So, like right now, I'm quite busy because there's one show coming up in 3 weeks.
Yep.
So, morning was a lot of phone calls and posting and send me images. And
I can hear Sia. I'm sorry. I would love to see her soon.
Yes, that's my pudding.
Yes, so sorry to interrupt, but you were saying. And then it goes with.
And then the kids are home by like 3 o'clock and then it's with them. You know? Yeah.
And do you guys, like of all the many roles you played, what do you enjoy the most? Like, is it, of course, your family time, which you know, I can see it's reflecting in everything you're saying. And, like, what do you guys do for fun? Your husband and you, any passions like art or, you know, movies or reading or going out or...
Nilesh is, he loves his paddle tennis and tennis, so he's big time into racket sports.
Nice.
And he's a cricket, you know, buff. So it's very important for him that his son is too. So he kind of makes sure Shivraj watches all the games and they play in this father-son cricket every Friday. So, you know, that's quite fun.
Yeah.
I read very, very avidly.
Okay.
I try to
get
2 books a week under my belt, you know.
Fantastic. What are you reading right now?
Right now, I just read The Mystery of Mrs. Christie.
Okay.
By Marie Benedict.
Okay.
She writes great. She actually takes real women, very strong women characters, and finds a very interesting story about their life and like explores it.
How lovely.
So, yeah, so Mrs. Agatha Christie apparently went missing for 11 days.
Oh, really?
So where was she? Like, it's all about that. And this is a true story.
So intriguing, honestly.
Very interesting. I just finished it last night, like 2 in the morning. So,
nice. So tell me, so you, of course you enjoy reading and you are very glamorous. You love fashion, which is what, you know, we love at Empower. People who are empowered, excuse me, in their own way, you know. So for me, it's not about being a huge career success or just being, you know, a fantastic mother. It's a combination of everything and how well you balance it. So really, honestly, that's what inspires us, you know, the things we love, the things we're passionate about in life, as you are. So from launching your own label to starting out multi-brand trunk shows, tell us about your experience, you know, in work.
I mean, I started off with graduating from Mamdanand College of Fashion in 2002.
Right.
Then I came back here and I worked in a luxury company here. I was with Lancaster Cosmetics. I was doing sun care and cosmetics. And that was a very interesting part to kind of understand how the merchandising, distribution, logistics. I learned
the business side of it.
And with cosmetics, every single ingredient has to be translated into Arabic and labeled and
For the local market.
So that was like a big learning. Then I got married, so I took a bit of a break and I started dabbling in a bit of clothes thing, and I realized that I'm not a designer and I don't have the patience to craft a garment.
Right.
And by the reason I'm saying that is because I'm quite fussy.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like if I can't achieve something to be
perfectionist,
excellent, then I'm not gonna try making it.
Right.
You know, because then there is just no need for it. There's no need for a substandard garment in the market. So then I kind of left that. And then I went into kids and maternity.
Right.
For 6 years, I had 2 stores, multi-brand stores.
Smitten, right?
Yeah,
very
cute
name.
it was a great phase of my life. I had it for 6 years. We went to Dubai Marina Mall and we were in Abu Dhabi in World Trade Center Mall. A lot of fun, won awards for my creation.
Yes, great success there too. I've read a lot about it.
That was a lot of fun, you know. That was a very, it was quite a high profile time, I felt. Lots of, you know, interviews, magazines and, you know, kids, events. I was constantly doing some events.
But a great
show.
Niche in the market too, right? Because everyone is doing brands.
Christmas markets. Yeah. I mean, all of it, you name it. Children's, I was sponsoring children's festivals. So it was such a great time because I was meeting such interesting women, like, you know, from nursery owners to women who were running classes, edutainment, you know, of course, fashion. And my passion was to provide good maternity. I felt it was very underrepresented
Absolutely,
here. Because I was pregnant here the first two times and I felt like you can't really buy clothes, you know, here. And so I kind of took it on me to really choose some great brands. So I had brands like from Spain, UK, down to like Vietnam and Malaysia.
So obviously you did a lot of research. Tied up with really nice people.
Yeah. I was traveling to a lot of trade shows. US, UK, Spain, Italy. I went to some amazing trade shows. Again, you meet wonderful people.
Absolutely.
You know,
like-minded, creative. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so it was great. So that was like for 6 years. I wrapped it up because either I had to go online or then I had to, you know, up my game.
Right.
And I just felt that with the kids growing up, I didn't want to add more stores to my portfolio at that time. And in hindsight, I'm glad because, you know, retail is quite tricky right now.
Competitive as well and tricky and with the whole COVID.
Rents,
of course.
There's so many aspects, you know. So with a very heavy heart, I had to shut that.
Right.
But I've gotten such good contacts in the industry now.
Yeah.
And I think it really boosted my confidence, you know.
Because
there was a time when I didn't really work for 3-4 years. So I felt like when I signed my contract, my first contract with Imar for my store, it just woke me up and it gave me like a reality check that this is serious, you
Absolutely.
Know, building a brand. So Smitten is like, I always say it was my baby and I miss my staff that used to work with me.
Of course, team.
I'm in touch with my team even now. So, so that was a very hard decision to close that down. But it gave way for a lot of flexibility. And now I do these, I think they're super cool trunk shows.
Absolutely. No, they are fantastic.
It's ideas to provide a platform for, you know, interesting homegrown brands, brands from all over the region. I always try to have one foundation or a charitable, you know, brand there. They're trying to sell, whether it could be foodstuff or it could be anything, candles,
anything is made
you know, by women who are trying to, you know, support their families. So so it's a really fun space.
Yes.
And I change it up. Like now we have a Ramadan / spring edit coming up.
Oh, nice. When is that?
18th of April.
Okay.
So we're kind of giving it a bit of a twist.
Okay.
You know, we're making it a bit fun.
Right.
It is COVID. It will be Ramadan. But I feel like women don't mind stepping out for, you know.
So it's in person and online as well?
No,
or
it's not
just
online.
In person?
It's, it's in person.
Where
yeah.
are you hosting it?
We usually do it at the Montgomery in Emirates Hills or sometimes at the Vida Hotel at Emirates Hills.
Okay.
But we have done it all over Sheikh Zayed Road, Shangri-La, Conrad.
How lovely.
We've done it all over the place.
And some of your brands that are coming up in the show, would you like to share with us?
Yeah, sure. We have, so my mom, Pungu Aftani, who is quite known here in Dubai. She's been doing it for 20 years, so she's obviously my staple.
Yes,
you know?
And what fantastic masks. I remember I reached out to you once saying, how beautiful is your mask, which now we need so many.
So
you said your mom designed them.
So going back to that kind of like perfectionist, flawless garment, you know, crafting, that's my mother. I think she was born to do that.
I think the good looks and the creativity is genetic, you know, genetically blessed.
But she's such a perfectionist. I'm not even 50% of that, you know. So we have her. We have a beautiful jeweler called Renu Zaveri coming with us for the first time.
Lovely.
I'm very excited about that because she does such a, it's very Indo-Western, very creative, very cutting edge kind of jewelry.
Nice.
So Renu and her daughter Bianca are coming with us.
Okay.
We have Aisha Dipala coming
for
the first time and she's doing a very cool, I mean, she's already doing this. It's like her online range, she calls it.
Okay.
Very well priced. Super, super sexy, you know.
Yeah, very glamorous. I think her clothes are very glamorous and
but
nice,
but yet understated, you know. Like, it's very
chic, like glamorous.
Very chic.
Yeah,
very chic. So Aisha, who's a very dear friend also, is going to be getting her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And Pallavi Puri also, who's a Delhi, Dubai based, beautiful, again, flawless clothes.
Right.
She usually comes with us also.
Okay.
So Pallavi is getting her stuff. And then, yeah, we've got some furs and shawls and, you know, like light stuff. You've got some jalabiyas and kaftans coming too.
How lovely.
Yeah.
So and the perfect time, like you said, you know, during Ramadan, and it kind of like, you know, you want to be busy as well for people.
Yeah. And it has to be very price sensitive now.
Absolutely.
You know? It's like a quick fix. Everybody wants to buy something to make themselves happy,
yeah,
but they don't want to break the bank for it, you know.
Right.
So I think I'm targeting at that kind of pricing right now.
And also good quality, but like, you know, you don't want to go over the top.
Yeah.
You know, that's what everyone's...
But I mean, generally, our
very
client
conscious
is,
buying going
conscious
on.
Conscious buying. And our client is the type who doesn't... She doesn't need to buy three things. She'll buy one good thing.
Absolutely.
You know, but it needs to be sensibly priced, you know.
Absolutely.
So,
with trends changing so fast too, we want to have like, you know... You want to invest, of course, in the big things, good investment pieces, but you also want a balance of, you know, if it's trendy, I want it now, and it's going to, you know, just be for a couple of months, but so you don't want it to be over the top, you know, with the pricing.
Yeah.
So I think it's perfect what you're hosting.
Yeah.
And a great mix of things too, you know, jewelry, furs, clothes. So tell me, now you refer to Atelier shows that we're talking about as a show by Dubai for Dubai. How do you attract the trendiest jet-setting crew? Besides friends and family, of course. But is it word of mouth?
We actually have a very special way of doing things. We don't advertise in newspapers. In the past, it's only been with collaborations because we personally don't feel the need to.
Sure.
We have a strong database of about 3,000 women.
Oh, that's fantastic,
Of which, obviously, 3,000 don't come at any given day.
No, of course.
But we have a good moving crowd that comes from... I start at 9 a.m., but other shows start at 10. Most of my girlfriends are the type who drop their kids off and they come straight to the exhibition, you know?
Yeah.
So then I think...
They can't wait to get there first thing in the morning.
It just works. You know,
and also,
works.
You know, it's best, the best things, you know? Like, if I'm going, I always like, oh, I have to go in the first half or everything's going to sell out, you know, that kind of thing.
And, you know, most of my friend circle, they're all young mommies, you know, some kids are in nursery, some are in school. So
that's the time they're free.
That's the free time where they can think before they buy,
Absolutely.
You know? They don't want to come in a rush. And then if they come in the morning and pop in again in the afternoon because they're thinking about something, they have the time for that.
Absolutely.
Because for jewelry, you usually have to come at least twice to figure it out and have to think about it, you know?
Right.
So,
and it's the whole experience. You want to do it at leisure. You want to
enjoy
the whole shopping experience.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we like to provide like a nice brunch so they can come and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And sometimes you do a happy hour around 5 p.m.
How lovely. I wish I was here. I'm going to be in Mumbai. Maybe I'll fly down.
Yeah, stay here. It's only 3 weeks away.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we do like sometimes a happy hour on 5:36 to kind of give it a bit of a boost, you know.
Right.
Because then we get post-work crowd that comes
Absolutely,
in.
Yeah.
And they are usually like tired from work and they really don't mind a glass of Prosecco if they're like, you know, choosing something, picking something. Like that's what I miss about shopping in Paris.
Absolutely.
When they offer you champagne. You
know champagne at Chanel. I actually have a post on it.
I love it.
You know,
I love
it's
it.
Fantastic.
Who doesn't,
honestly? Yeah. The travel.
Yeah.
I mean, for us, we're lucky to even fly down to Dubai.
Yeah.
There's just 2-3 options.
Yeah.
And, you know, with kids, you have to be even more careful, you know? So,
So
speaking of being careful, how has the lockdown been for you as a mom and an entrepreneur? And what are your learnings?
Oh gosh, it's been like, you know, Dubai has always been open.
Yes.
We had a very short
I was your doctor
and I really I mean I so I'm such a Dubaian,
you know,
one can call them. I even have a sweatshirt that says that I'm a Dubaian.
How lovely.
I'm very loyal.
Well, you own it just like
city.
We love it at Empower. Just own who you are.
I mean, it's just they do what they think is right, you know. And obviously it's amazing how the vaccines were available for us first. And the whole drive started. It was so organized. It is so organized.
Yes, they've handled it. I mean, the government here and
our
everyone.
Schools barely shut. Barely shut. Of course, it's
fantastic
like down
job.
To every school. My kids are the American school, so they're very, very particular.
Of course.
You know, of course, if somebody travels in 14-day quarantine when you come back and everyone's trying their best.
Right.
We all are guinea pigs right now and we all are trying our best.
Absolutely.
I did love having my kids at home, you know, initially.
I think everyone in the first couple of months had a great time, you know. It felt like a sudden gift of a holiday, you know, where everyone's together and a lot of family time.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're also blessed here with a lot of space and open-air spaces in Dubai, like in Mumbai and a lot of other cities, you know, even in London for that matter. When I was stuck in London in the lockdown in the beginning. Initially, it was nice. Yeah. You could go for walks. But after a while, especially for families which didn't have large homes, it was getting to them. Because of the space constraints in a lot of cities. I think we should just count our blessings. You know,
and it's not normal, right?
Absolutely.
It's not normal, no matter what you say.
Yeah, I mean, even the distancing, even the, you know, the level of music is down when you go to restaurants. So you do, of course, miss the vibe, the normalcy, you say.
Yeah.
But, let's just say good quality time.
Yeah,
that was the pros of it.
Lots of Netflix.
Yeah.
Loads.
And your lovely books that you read. So, coming back to you now, how do you personally make motherhood look so glamorous and effortlessly chic? And what is your personal style statement? I mean, I know what it is, but I would like you to share it with our listeners, please.
I think everyone looks great now, you know? And I think... everyone's found, I think that's what, like, I just turned 40 this year, so it's a big year in that sense.
Okay, fabulous.
Like you said, you really own things, you know, at this stage. I think just to be comfortable in your skin, you know.
I think you're being modest. You look very glamorous and comfortable. And to reach that balance,
sweet.
So tell us, remember what you said to me that you like.
Yeah. So for me, okay, first and foremost, I think exercise is like everything.
Right.
Everything. You know, if you're in shape, you take care of yourself. Even a gungi in jeans just looks fat.
I agree.
Secondly, taking care of your skin. Mm-hmm. I think that too. Also, I'm very, very particular about that.
Right.
I'm very scared of Botox and
injections. Me too. Needles and
you know, fillers. So I'm trying to push that as much as I can.
Yeah.
So I've upped my game in the last 9-10 months with my skincare. I take a lot more care now than I did, like, let's say, even 2 years ago.
Right.
That's there. And of course, I was pregnant at 39. So, like, that's, you know, when I delivered, I was like, okay, now you've got to take care of yourself, you know?
No, you're very disciplined.
I take care. I mean, I try my best.
Yeah, it's hard work.
You really do put in an effort. Yeah.
No, even exercise and maintaining kids, you know, a business, everything, you know, it's, you kind of make it all
look... I have
a lot
of help. You know, Dubai, we have a lot of staff. And, you know, like I said, my family is here. So, fashion statement wise, everyone knows I love oversized.
You made it cool years ago.
I was wearing oversized way before. Like, you know, I was wearing boyfriend shirts, like, even way before they were available.
Before Balenciaga did it.
I actually had boyfriend shirts from, like, you know, other, you know, random brands. Because I would see one and I'm like, okay, this is
how me. Lovely.
So, yeah.
So, you've always had an eye, you know, a sense of fashion.
I'm a bit lazy and I like to, like, be very comfortable, especially at dinner parties, when I go to a friend's house, when I'm at a party, I like to be comfortable.
Yeah,
you know?
So no Spanx for her. Not that she needs it ever. But but you really make it look great.
Makes me cry. Spanx makes me cry, honestly.
Yeah, I know. You know, sometimes us foodies do have to,
certain garments you need it.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. Why do you think I'm wearing a loose dress? No. I love it.
I love this.
Yeah. Carolina Herrera, you know, love her.
Lovely.
So anyway, so tell me, who is your all-time favorite fashion designer and why? Or a couple, you know, if not one.
Yeah. God, this should be easy, but it's not. I love... I think I'm a big Dolce fan, you know. I mean,
if it's an Italian designer too,
then I do like to pick up two things from there. Any season's prints.
Right.
I love animal print. Everyone kind of, all my girlfriends know that.
Really?
I love
How
leopard
lovely.
Print. Yeah, I love leopard prints. Yeah. That's like my weakness.
Okay.
And it's love.
And Dolce does amazing.
Yeah,
you know,
so I do
well.
A lot of, I mean, I shop a lot there.
Mm-hmm.
For Daily Chic, I love Isabel Marant. Like, I love that
very
street
nice.
Chic look.
Yeah.
You know, that very...
Even the Etoile collection
Etoile
is quite
also,
nice.
Yeah. I basically... I I like effortless chic.
Nice.
Like, I like when it doesn't look like you've tried too hard.
Absolutely.
You know? That's my mantra for myself.
Right.
I think, so yeah, that. Of course, I loved all the oversized shirts from Balenciaga.
Yeah.
Upper High Street, I love Kors. You okay. know, I shop a lot at Kors.
They have great cuts and quality. Cuts, I like yeah. it.
And the quality is amazing. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's great for like daily wear. And,
absolutely.
You could even dress it up for the night.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. that's nice. You've shared quite a few, you know, for all our listeners. And for the mums and mums-to-be, since you have great experience in that area, what fashion advice would you give? How to rock a bump and be a yummy mummy? So let me know.
Well, the fact that, you know, you're pregnant, you're happy. Yeah. And, you know, obviously beauty shows, you know.
Yeah.
The hormones are on your side.
Right.
And, of course, you're so excited for the baby. So you just, you know, you're
yeah.
happy. And you
the joy this, is reflected.
Yeah. Be comfortable. That's all yeah. I can say. Be comfortable.
Anything you loved wearing with when you were pregnant with your last baby?
I was wearing a lot of like shorts. Like I'm very comfortable in shorts.
Right.
And big baggy white shirts. I think it's like yeah. my wardrobe is full of baggy white shirts and pinstripe shirts. And
yeah.
Because I love oversized, I didn't have to buy a single garment in my pregnancy.
Yeah,
because
lucky
I had
you.
All the clothes.
Yeah.
I didn't have to really buy anything.
Or like,
so.
You know how they say, just start wearing your husband or boyfriend's
yeah,
shirts.
Yeah,
you know, that's
yeah.
like
easy. Well, half the time my shirts go into my husband's cupboard anyway. So I'm like looking for my shirts and I'm like, you know, it must be Saab ki cupboard mein hoga. You know,
yeah,
I have to go look it over
that's
there.
Funny.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but
yeah.
true, that happens.
Yeah.
So tell me, now moving on to my other favorite topic, food. What are your top favorite restaurants in Dubai? I mean, there are amazing ones
yeah.
here. I'm always running out of, you know, running out of,
yeah.
you know, what do I pick and where
yeah.
do I go in the week that
like
I'm
we
here?
Like we discussed, how much Japanese can you
exactly,
pick
exactly, Italian,
yeah.
and
yeah.
everything is fabulous. So which are your, you know, few favorite? Could you share suggestions on
yeah.
where you would go maybe for a date night
yeah.
as, you know, and also with kids? So,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, yeah. My kids love Nobu,
mm-hmm.
you know, old school. They love it. So
right.
we try to go there like, you know, once in a month.
It's
so.
Amazing sushi,
yeah, it's
of course.
Just good comfort food for
yeah.
them. They love that. Personally, I love Il Borro.
Okay.
I'm in Italian. That's my favorite.
Oh, the truffle pizza there
yeah.
is to die for.
Yeah. I try not to eat too much of it.
Yeah,
but, yeah.
but it is.
Yeah, I like my sea bass and salt-crusted
okay.
sea bass. I'm very happy. Il Borro and Kareen, I think, are my two favorites
right.
because it's healthy.
Yeah.
You know, you don't feel like too crazy guilty after.
I think the carpaccio at Kareen is
yeah.
fantastic.
Yeah, and the Dover sole. That's
yeah,
me. I know it's
yeah.
full butter sauce, but that's
no,
my
but
favorite.
But it's amazing. Every time we were in London, the first thing I would go and eat is the fish, you know?
Yeah.
The Dover sole. I mean,
yeah.
whether it's Scots
yeah.
or,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Daphne's used to have
exactly.
lovely
Daphne's
fish.
Daphne's and Scots, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss that.
yeah,
so
I
for
know.
Me, that's like so locally, like Kareen, you know?
Mm.
I love anything by Tasha.
Okay.
So Flamingo Room is like it's like one of my favorite girly lunch places.
Nice.
Because you've got amazing salads and grilled fish and
yeah,
calamari.
All healthy food.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And then, you know, you top it up with like a coffee and a
yeah.
dark chocolate and like life
oh
is good.
Oh my God, you're speaking my language,
life is
honestly.
Good. That's what it is. Very simple. Yeah. I'm a very basic eater.
Right.
But
you know what you like. And
I know what I
yeah,
like. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So these
yeah.
are all your favorites.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that. Okay, as an avid traveler, pre-COVID, of course, what has been your all-time favorite travel destination or destinations, a few of them?
Oh, Italy, Florence, Lake
Como. It's my favorite too, yeah.
yeah.
We actually do that every summer. Yeah, we did before.
I can't wait. That's
yeah.
literally where I want to just go to right now.
Yeah, so many weddings have happened in
yeah.
Lake Como the last few years. Celebrity weddings,
yeah.
movie stars,
yeah.
it's just insane.
I think just the Italian way of life. What I'm waiting to do is in the Rioja region in Spain,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to drive around there, do the vineyards there.
Yeah, lovely wines.
Amazing restaurants there also.
Right.
So I would like to cover
They have a
Spain.
Lot of Michelin star restaurants
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
I think one of the three Michelin star restaurants
yeah,
is there.
You go around
also.
Valencia. So that's
yeah.
very much, like, that's up my bucket list.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
how lovely. And tell me, and that goes perfectly into the next question. What's next on your bucket
oh, yeah.
list?
Yeah.
So one more thing. I mean, since you've already shared
oh,
this.
Oh, Korea. I'm dying to go to Korea.
Really? How
I'm,
lovely.
So you were asking what I did during lockdown. K-drama.
Oh, fantastic.
Absolutely obsessed with K-drama.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I saw some posts of this.
I think I have picked up the language also.
Wow, you know? I must check it out. Yeah. I actually haven't watched it yet.
I'm dying to go to Seoul. We are like a bunch of girls who are all K-drama
fans.
Addicts.
Okay, addicts.
So we have a chat that's called Soul Sisters.
Okay, I like that.
We all plan to go to Seoul the minute
it's possible and safe.
Yeah.
Of course.
So yeah, Spain and Seoul, and of course Italy. Yeah.
Okay, how lovely. So tell me now, we're just going to summarize few favorites. Of course, we're going to share some fantastic pictures of the glamorous Roshni, her great collection of beautiful things. I'm not going to let everything out just yet. So, of course, all that's going to be shared soon. But any last words, any tips, anything about your passions in life?
I admire someone like you who's here on a holiday.
Working holiday, I call it.
And you've used every afternoon so well. I mean, kudos to you, honestly. I think multitasking and doing it well has to be admired.
Thank you. It doesn't feel like work.
It's
a passion.
You're so organized, you know, exactly. I know it takes one to know one. That's
right,
why I'm saying that,
right.
You know. I think, and I'm a very organized, structured person, so I really
appreciate
it. Yeah,
I'm the one with lists too.
I love
timings,
you know,
lists, reservations.
When you call and we fix the afternoon, and I love that. Because
right.
Otherwise it's just hard to sometimes, you know, move things around.
Yeah.
I call myself like a German Sindhi. Like I'm always on time. Like I think I get it from my dad. Like,
oh, nice.
We're 5 minutes ready. We're early. We're always 5 minutes early.
Yeah, that's
and people
great.
Like my husband and my mom are like so
I'm
stressed
always
about
5 minutes, 10 minutes late. No matter, even if I wake up 6 hours in advance, for some reason something happens and I'm late.
10 minutes late from Bombay is really amazing. It's amazing, you know.
Honestly.
But yeah, I think in Dubai generally we girls are quite punctual.
Oh,
you
and
know?
Early rise. I mean, I'm learning and I'm admiring, you know, the discipline. Everyone works out. Everyone eats healthy. You're healthy. You know, you must be the fifth person I've spoken to who all recommend fish and salads.
Yeah.
And they all are early risers. They all work out. So, I mean, I'm so inspired.
Yeah.
You know, that's my new mantra coming up. Like, at least try to be, you know, like
you
that.
You are there. Please,
no,
you're there.
Honestly.
Yeah, there.
So, thank you so much, Roshni.
Thank you.
That brings us to an end of another amazing episode with the lovely and warm and beautiful Roshni Shivakramani. Someone who embodies the philosophy that is behind Empower, which is to be and do and look fabulous while doing it all.
And happy.
And happy.
And be happy.
Of course.
Yeah.
How lovely. Thank you so much for being here with us and having me over actually at your beautiful
thank
home.
Thank you.
And for this interesting and inspiring chat. And thank you, my dear listeners, for tuning in. Stay up to date with all this and more on my Instagram and Facebook, Meenakshi Kuwadekar. And feel free to email me anytime on empowerbymeenakshi@gmail.com. And for more and more podcast-related content, beautiful pictures, inspiring videos, fun stuff, you know, just check out and see more and more. And until then, as always, keep smiling, keep shining, have a fantastic week, everyone, and don't forget to own it.